Your Steve Jones Show podcast audio is loading. Steve Jones Show podcast, sponsored by Kratzer Insurance Agency, Mount Pleasant Mills in Northumberland, and online at KratzerInsurance.com.
Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now, from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Sunbury Motor Studio mobile today in Pittsburgh, where Kevin has personally asked me to go over to the UPMC practice field to see the Steelers and what's really wrong.
Please,
I brought with me a list of suggestions that Kevin emailed me. I was promptly thrown out.
It's because you didn't properly identify yourself as being associated with me. That's why.
No, I did. That seemed to be the prompting where they didn't even want to see the list. So today's show brought to you by Kratzer Insurance, Mount Pleasant Mills in Northumberland, Auto Home Business Life Insurance. If service and price mean something to you, Kratzer Insurance, Mount Pleasant Mills and Northumberland. Sunbury Motor Studio is mobile today in Pittsburgh. For the site of the ACC, it's great to have an ACC challenge that you can drive to. And Penn State will play Pitt tonight. Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia with 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Amazingly, I gave the Steelers, I left the note there, and they seem to have thrown it out, so sorry about that, but I did attempt to get all of your suggestions to them. Odd offensive plays, I kind of peeked at the note. You know some of them had 14 players, correct?
Hey, listen, whatever it takes at this point.
It's not good. That is not good.
Not necessarily players that were on the roster as well. They were players from different rosters that I thought they should use.
Wow. Southern Miss played UAB at Legion Field last Saturday. Okay. 1 o'clock kickoff. Southern Miss and UAB entered the game with a combined 2-20 record. Just down the road in the Plains, about an hour and a half away, Alabama was going to be playing Auburn at 3:30. Patrick McGee of the Biloxi Sun-Herald said the actual attendance of the game was 3,500 at Legion Field, which seats 75,000. So,
are you sure he wasn't confused and there was a high school game going on there?
No, I think a lot of people were waiting to watch the second game at 3:30 down the road.
Just maybe.
So, yeah, just so you know. And it turns out that Dante Wilson and Marcus Hall, I think the Michigan crowd is number one, and emphatically wanted to tell them that he thought they were the best crowd in the country, are reprimanded but not suspended for the upcoming Big Ten championship game against Michigan State.
What does reprimanded mean?
It means they can play. That's what it means.
Well, exactly.
It means they can play in the game.
They had to run the steps of the stadium.
That's what reprimanded means. They're not going to do anything except play. And they got into a fight. Okay, fine. You know, then he pulls that little stunt going into the tunnel, which embarrasses everybody on national TV. Fine. So, you know, you have to remember that this is the same situation. Now, remember that the Big Ten worked out a deal for the Sugar Bowl a few years ago where the 5-game suspension would be after the Sugar Bowl. The suspended players were allowed to play in the bowl game. And then take a, so it's a little different on the discipline scale. I'll tell you that. That was a complete embarrassment. The fight's one thing, but what he did walking out. the whole country got to see it. You're like, you know what? You know, we're going to slap you on the wrist. Okay, fine.
Don't do that.
Bo Pelini gets a $10,000 fine.
Yeah, it's like finding him, what, $3?
Yeah. And, wow. That's not exactly my definition of how to discipline. It's not really in the handbook. Now, obviously, I realize that they would like to see both teams be at full strength to play the game. Now, that I do understand. But, when players cross the line and blow the opportunity, that's not the league's fault. All right? You know? So, in other words, now it's okay to walk into any stadium and double bird the crowd and walk out after a fight? Is that now the standard that has been set? I just want to make sure before I watch. Tonight, Penn State plays Pitt in the ACC Big Ten Challenge here at the Pete in Pittsburgh. Coming up inside Penn State Athletics with head coach Patrick Chambers, courtesy of Learfield Sports. Welcome back. Great to have you with us. Now, I know that we are getting messages on Facebook. Of course, obviously, a lot of Kevin comments, as usual, about the status on the Penn State football coaching staff. Now, they're not going to announce anything that they've done something on the staff unless they've decided to replace people, and then they announce who the replacements are. So there's no announcement about what they're doing with the staff. There are a lot of rumors of what's been going on with the staff, and I'll be frank with you. I'm here in Pittsburgh now to do basketball, and I am I'm the rest of you. You know, I've heard the rumors, read the rumors, the whole thing, but there really isn't much I can say about it because I'm in Pittsburgh doing basketball. I think that's the only way, you know, and every coach has their own mix on the staff that they want to have, and, you know, and Bill O'Brien has now finished up his second year. There's a certain mix that he wants to have with his staff, and if he's decided that he wants to go in a direction with the mix on the staff, then that certainly is his prerogative, you know, moving forward, and that's something that is his prerogative as the head coach after 2 years of experience with this to then go forward with a mix that he thinks is best for the program. It doesn't mean any, you know, it's certainly not disparaging to the work or effort of any coach along the way. And we'll find out through time here whether the rumors are true or not. But I can just tell you that I do know the rumors. I have heard them. There's nobody I'm going to be able to call and say, hey, is that true? It's... You know, they're in lockdown mode, and as I mentioned, I'm here doing basketball right now, so I'm sort of locked in on doing that right now at the moment, and I probably won't even be around anybody from football and for another week or so, based on what I have to do. Okay? So a very unsatisfying answer for all of you. How about that?
All righty then.
Are you unsatisfied by what I just said? You should be.
I don't know. I'm a little confused, but, you know.
No, it's just there are rumors as right. to two coaches no longer being there. Okay? I treat it at the moment as rumors because I don't have it confirmed, yes, no, whatever. But I do say that, you know, after 2 years, Bill, there's a certain mix on the staff that Bill wants to have moving forward, and he is entitled to put together the mix that he feels comfortable with moving forward and thinks is best for the program. Right? So, it's about as simple an answer as you can get out of that. And the other part is that when you're locked in doing, you know, basketball, I'm on the road right now. I'm in Pittsburgh. I mean, I was in Pittsburgh last night. As soon as the show was over yesterday, I was out of Dodge. I was gone. So I was driving and listening to UConn basketball, UConn Florida basketball with Sirius driving down last night. So that's what I was doing. Now, maybe Kevin, who is the master of TMZ, would know. This is your specialty. This is where you should be able to step in and get it done. Now, what do you got? Nothing. I knew it.
No, wait, what do I have? I have everything that you mentioned.
Okay. We thought maybe in your TMZ world, you were digging around a little bit. I didn't know.
No. I have everything that you mentioned. I mean, let's face it. When it comes to access, I'm not higher access than you do.
Well, I'm not even going to be around anybody in football for a little more than a week. I mean, literally. They've got recruiting they have to take care of and so forth, and I'm taking care of basketball right now, so I think, I'm like you. I'm sitting back. We'll wait and see, and I'll find out who shows up at the banquet. How about that?
There's your telltale sign right there.
There you go. We'll find out. But I think we'll have a better handle on everything by then anyway, so. But at the moment, I treat it as a rumor and go from there. I know that, let's face it, they've put together an excellent season, considering the circumstances, all right? Bill is not going to be satisfied with a 7-5 football season when he is on a level playing field with everybody else. He's not going to accept that. At this point in time, 7-5 is really, really good. Okay? At this point in time, 7-5 is really, really good. And 15-9 in 2 years is really good, considering the circumstances. We got a hoop coming up here. We're going to talk with Dave Paulson later. I know we're trying to work on Stanley Jackson from the Big Ten Network. Evidently, Kevin's double booked.
No. I'm not double booked, actually. I'm in good shape.
You're in good shape?
I am in good shape.
Good. Then tell everyone, and especially me, what we're doing.
Well, you were right about one thing. Dave Paulson's coming up at 4:06.
Okay.
And if all goes as planned, Stanley will be up next after the news.
Fabulous.
Keep your fingers crossed.
I'm feeling so much better about everything.
Keep your fingers crossed.
Oh, really? I mean, that's one thing with you. I've found religion. All right.
Life's an adventure, my friend. Go for the ride.
Yeah, I feel like Lewis and Clark.
Which
oh,
one
look
am
over
I?
There. What's that? What? Look at there. Looks like a river. Let's follow it. Today's show brought to you by Kratzer Insurance. They need to insure me working with you. Homeowners, life, auto, business insurance. If service and price means something to you, Kratzer Insurance. Mount Pleasant Mills in Northumberland.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Sunbury Motors Studio is mobile today in Pittsburgh. I'm here for the Big Ten ACC Challenge, Penn State and Pitt tonight at 7:30 on, beginning at 7 o'clock. Later we'll also talk Bucknell basketball with head coach Dave Paulson. Right now, very pleased to bring in a guy I think does an excellent job on BTN, and that is Stanley Jackson, the former Ohio State quarterback. Stanley, welcome. It's great to have you on the show.
Hey, it is my pleasure. I appreciate it.
Well, first of all, how did the door open to get to BTN? Because I think you and Jansen make certainly an interesting pairing on that deal.
Yeah, it was an interesting pairing. Obviously, when I first met John, I was thinking, well, what are you guys doing around here in Big Ten country? This is my enemy. But John's a great guy, has a passion for football, understands the game, in particular from, obviously, the offensive lineman standpoint. And I think we've got a unique chemistry, and we enjoy being around each other whenever it's not Ohio State-Michigan week.
Yeah, exactly. You have now survived that. How did you feel about how the Big Ten handled Marcus Hall and handled Wilson?
Well, listen, I thought they did the right thing. I thought you publicly come out and you know, let fans and the community know that's not something that we condone. But they're young men that made a mistake. I think the biggest penalty they got was getting kicked out of, you know, probably arguably one of the greatest games ever played by Ohio State and Michigan. And no one feels worse than them. You know, I'm not someone that likes to pile it on, especially from a culture standpoint. When you know your kids, you know that's something out of character. It's a lot of emotion in that football game. And we can punish them other ways as opposed to taking, you know, talent off the field in the Big Ten championship game.
All right, now let's get to this next one. Ohio State has Michigan State. What is intriguing about this is they didn't play during the regular season. What intrigues you about the matchup, and what should we watch for Saturday?
Well, I think the obvious answer would be the number one ranked defense in the country against the number five ranked, top five ranked offense with Braxton Miller and Carlos Hyde. I don't think so. I think they will perform the way we expect. Michigan State's defense will do some things that Ohio State hasn't seen, and vice versa. I think the real matchup is between Connor Cook and Ryan Shazier and that Ohio State defense. You know, both Michigan State's offense and Ohio State's defense, much maligned. Michigan State scores 14 points a week ago against Minnesota, and obviously you saw what Ohio State did there. Michigan almost losing that game there at the end. So those are the units to me that are going to be most important in this football game. And whichever one of those units plays better, that team will win the football game. I completely expect Ohio State to be able to move the ball and score points, but they're not going to score 40 points. And I expect Michigan State's defense to step up and do some things to stop Ohio State and get them off the field. So if Ryan Shazier and Bradley Roby and the gang can control Connor Cook and Jeremy Langford, then that's where the win will be. But if Connor Cook has a game like he did against Illinois, where he's 15 for 16, he protects the football, it doesn't turn it over, and doesn't put that defense in bad position, they take advantage of great opportunities, then Michigan State can come away with the win.
You know the position really well, obviously. You played it at a high level on the college level. When you've watched Braxton Miller, where's the transformation been from him from freshman to sophomore and now junior quarterback?
Oh, that's easy. As a passer, and it's not just delivering the football. That at the end of the day, I can teach you how to deliver the football, but there are a lot of other things that you have to learn to grow as a quarterback. Braxton is the guy now that will go through his progression. As a freshman, he'd pick out one receiver. If that guy wasn't open, he would take off running. He very rarely does that anymore. He's patient in the pocket. He reads through his progression. We've seen him come down the tree a few times. That's why Carlos Hyde now, I think, has 15 receptions in Big Ten football games with Braxton Miller. He's getting more guys involved. And so he has really progressed as a passer mentally, knowing what we're trying to accomplish, where your outlets are, and where to go with the football. Now, and the good thing about Braxton, if you ask me, is there's still room for growth there. He's got to figure out how to throw a football. And what I mean there is sometimes you need to fire it in. The other times you have to have touch and put air on it. And that's the area where I think is the next step for him. And then fitting a ball into a tight area. A lot of times what happens to college quarterbacks is they're so used to their guys being wide open that they're a little hesitant to fit a ball in an NFL space or a tight area. That's the next step for Braxton. But he has grown tremendously as a passer this year, and that's the difference in this Ohio State offense. I think we've always known he was a tailback playing quarterback, but now that he's figured out how to throw the ball and read defenses, he's become very dangerous.
Before I did the Penn State-Ohio State game, I obviously watched tape, and I'll tell you where I thought he got better as a quarterback. His accuracy throwing the ball. He was leading guys in the yards after the catch. Did you see that as well?
Yes, another area of growth for him. I've always thought that when Braxton is mechanically sound, so when he gets his feet and hips around, he has been a very accurate passer. Even his freshman year, he gets in trouble when he's impatient, when he sees a receiver open, and instead of getting his feet and hips aligned properly to make the good throw, he just lets it go. So now his hips are open, he overstrides, and that's where you lose accuracy. And that's for every quarterback. That's what Dan Marino was so great. His feet and hips were always aligned. He very rarely took a step when he was able to throw the ball, and very accurate passes. So that's another area of improvement for Braxton, and that's something that he will always have to monitor, not being impatient, taking your time to get your body around and make an accurate throw.
Christian Hackenberg, 18 years old, 12 games under his belt. What strikes you about what you see in him?
He's impressive. Number one, he doesn't look like a freshman. He's a big body, big strong arm. He can make every throw on the field. And he has really been a joy to watch. You know, really, I think what's happening is that high school coaches are becoming a little more sophisticated, and this spread offense that you find yourself all over the country, if you can get a high school coach that understands pro-style offense, which I'm assuming Christian has come from because he made the transition so easy, it helps guys like that. And Coach O'Brien knows what he's doing with quarterbacks. You look at what he did with McGloin, who's now starting in Oakland, former walk-on quarterback. But Christian brings some different assets, some different skill sets to the table that McGloin didn't have. He's big, strong, big arm, and he's poised for a freshman. And when you think about what he did last week at Wisconsin, pretty much a career day playing against a really good defense. I mean, he was sensational. And the thing that I like most about him, again, is his poise. He's not rattled. You know, he has a bad play or throws an interception. He's able to let that one go and come back and make the next play. And that's something that you rarely see in a freshman. And I just expect this kid to be a monster in years to come as his confidence grows. He puts a little more muscle on and really understands what they're trying to do on offense.
In the Penn State-Wisconsin game, the contributions, heavy contributions, were across the board, but they included Hackenberg, freshman Geno Lewis, sophomore or redshirt freshman in Malik Golden. I mean, I'm going on and on and on with all the young players that made plays, Brenneman, James, guys like that. What does that tell you about Penn State's base and the fact that Bill O'Brien's going to get a few more scholarships now to work with that base?
Yeah, it tells you exactly that Coach O'Brien has done a phenomenal job under the sanctions of still getting talent. And the one thing they're doing is they're keeping guys from Pennsylvania and close areas home and convincing them it doesn't matter whether we can play in a bowl game. You're going to play at a great university. You're going to get a great education. You're going to play top-flight talent. And I'm going to get you ready for the NFL. And he's still able to get guys in. And if the NCAA is smart and takes away the bowl ban for next year, then that'll help them even more. But he's done a phenomenal job of not only recruiting, but I really think he does a good job on the offensive end of getting the most out of his players and making sure they understand what they're trying to accomplish. And, I think he's going to be a great college coach. I just hope he sticks around. A lot of times when you have this much success in a program early, the NFL comes calling real quick. But he has done a phenomenal job there at Penn State.
He sure has. Now, back to the championship game. You mentioned Connor Cook. The big question going into Michigan State's season: what do you do at that spot? Maxwell, they had four guys. What helped Cook emerge as the guy that made a difference? And he ended up being second team All Big Ten.
He was second team All Big Ten. It's been a team effort. I think early in the season, their offensive line really struggled. They weren't able to run the ball effectively. And now, as Langford has come on, seven straight games of 100 yards, hasn't been done since like 1984 at Michigan State. That's really taken the pressure off of Connor Cook. If you go back to that Notre Dame game, he threw the ball way too much. So now they're able to dial back the number of throws he has, and he's not putting their defense in a bad position. And they can run the ball, so now play action is an option. And they ran into some challenges at Minnesota's because I thought he was maybe a little too confident there and did some things that were uncharacteristic, scrambling to the right, throwing the ball back across to the left. Those are things he has not done all year long. When he protects the football, lets the run game establish itself that creates passing lanes, and then takes the throws that are available for him, that's when they're really good and really efficient. The other thing is they're not having him sit in the pocket like you see Michigan do with Devin Gardner. He's taking short 5-3-step drops. They get the ball out of his hands. The offensive line right now is leading the Big Ten in sacks given up. So he very rarely gets sacked, and he's not putting the defense in tough positions. And those are the things that I think has really allowed him to grow this year. And let's face it, with that defense, you got six guys that are all first team, all Big Ten. These guys are tremendous. As long as you keep poised and don't lose the football game, that defense will get you turnovers and push you in position with short field to make plays. And Connor has done a really good job of that most of the year.
We're with former Ohio State quarterback Stanley Jackson, now a major contributor on BTN, does a fabulous job of breaking everything down. When we look at the Big Ten, we saw the season that Ohio State had, Michigan State had. Obviously, we saw Penn State beat Wisconsin, but still we saw the season Wisconsin had. it's been easy to knock the Big Ten nationally. Are they correct in knocking the Big Ten, or is the Big Ten a little bit better than people realize?
Yeah, you know, I fall on both sides of the spectrum here. I think they are correct in a way, because teams that historically are really good, like Michigan, like Penn State, have struggled this year. But when you look at what I think is a league that has parity and teams that do play really tough, hard-nosed football, I think they're too hard in the Big Ten. I would take Wisconsin, Ohio State, and Michigan State on any given Saturday against any team in the country, even though Wisconsin fell down last week. And then when I look at Iowa, you look at their body of work, their four losses coming to teams that combined only have four losses. Iowa has a top five defense. So, yeah, I think the Big Ten has come along. I think we're starting to see some areas of strength now, and Christian Hackenberg really helps that. When your conference is good, you got good quarterbacks, and you have good running backs. Well, we're loaded at the running back position. Jeremy Lamford got left off the Big Ten list because we've got so many good backs. And now with Braxton Miller, and now you got Christian Hackenberg, and, you know, you got some guys, Sudfeld at Indiana, guys that are starting to come along as passers, I think really changed the league. And on top of it, I think we're starting to get back to the early 90s when coaches like Nick Saban and Gary Burnett were in the Big Ten. Great coaches, and the Big Ten is poised to have a splash. I think we'll really do well in the bowl season this year. And I think all the talk about the SEC and all these other conferences is a little blown out of proportion. Let me say this. This is my perspective. 2 years ago, Texas A&M and Missouri were middle-of-the-road Big 12 schools. Now, the last couple of years, they have been making a name for themselves in the SEC. Missouri, a year removed from not winning one game in a conference, is competing for the championship. So don't tell me that conference is that much better than the Big Ten. You know, when I watch how football is played, when I see that there are a number of pros playing in the Big Ten that are going to play on Sundays, we can compete with anybody, especially our top teams.
Have you put any thought in yet as to what Maryland and Rutgers can bring to the mix?
Yeah, I have. I grew up in New Jersey. I know a lot about Rutgers football, yep. And I can tell you it's not much. I'm disappointed about them adding those particular programs. Basketball, they may bring something, but currently in football, I'm not sure that helps us when you look at what the SEC added when they added Texas A&M, when they added Missouri. I'm hoping that adding those teams, eventually the product will get better on the field. I know it does something for our television rating and our cable possibilities on the East Coast, but from a product on the field, I'm not sure they're going to help us much. The one good thing about Rutgers this year was they did go down to Arkansas and give Brett Bielema a loss. I don't think it could happen to a better guy, and that was something that I thought was well deserved. But as far as the product on the field, I'm not sure they bring us much right now. Hopefully those programs can grow and get better. And, you know, long term, maybe I'm sure we're still going to be adding more teams. I'd love to see maybe going after Texas or Notre Dame, adding some schools like that. I think makes a lot of sense for the Big Ten.
Yeah, I don't think there's any doubt that the addition of Penn State 21 years ago, then Nebraska, at least my opinion, both home runs. I'm with you. I'm not sure yet what Maryland and Rutgers bring to the total table other than 16 million households.
That and basketball program. Maryland historically is a good basketball program.
Yeah,
the
Maryland's
Big Ten
really
is
good.
Great in basketball. You know, Rutgers has had some teams there in New Jersey that can recruit. Let's hope that the fact that now you're going to be bringing Michigan, Ohio State, Penn State, you know, down there to Rutgers, that will help them recruit the kids, because New Jersey has great talent. But most of New Jersey talent goes abroad, like myself, to Ohio State or to Michigan or to Nebraska. Penn State has a bunch of New Jersey guys there. So maybe this move will help them keep their talent home and they can become a better football program.
Stanley, you still would have gone to Ohio State.
I think I was born a Buckeye, and first time I got an opportunity to see the horseshoe, I said, I get to play in that building in front of this many people. Where do I sign?
That's what makes this conference so great. Look at the venues you get to play in. My goodness, three of them over 100,000, so it's amazing. Stanley, thank you so much for the time you gave us and the perspective you gave us. I think the audience greatly benefited from it.
Hey, I appreciate you having me on anytime. Please.
Stanley Jackson from BTN, Dave Paulson, the Bucknell basketball coach, coming up at 4:06. Later tonight, Penn State basketball and the Big Ten ACC Challenge here in Pittsburgh as we continue on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Ready for a quality pre-owned vehicle? Well, get them before they go to auction at Sunbury Motors. Go to sunburymotors.com and click on Pre-Auction Blowout.
Like a 2011 Ford Explorer Limited, only 12,000 miles, $34,999. 2010 Lincoln MKX, just one owner, $24,955. 2012 Kia Optima LX comes with a Carfax buyback guarantee, just $16,399. 2012 Hyundai Sonata, accident-free, fully serviced, just $13,796. And a like-new 2012 Ford Focus SC, lowest price promise, just $16,961. Call 570-286-7746.
All come with a Carfax report and our lowest price promise. Pre-auction blowout.
See the full inventory and schedule a test drive and see what your trade is worth, too, at sunburymotors.com.
At the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and at our dealership, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Sunbury Motors, a tradition of trust since 1915.
Who has all the time for shopping around company to company for insurance? And do you really understand what you're getting? Price is nice, but peace of mind is best protection for your dollar, and that's priceless. For 50 years, people of the Susquehanna Valley have trusted the Kratzer Insurance Agency to do all the work when it comes to insurance. As an independent insurance agent with resources of many companies, they can find the policy that is right for you without giving up local, reassuring service that is lost by online or long-distance companies. Whether it's auto, homeowners, life, or business, think Kratzer Insurance in Mount Pleasant Mills and Northumberland.
Hi, this is Kim Ebright. Right now, Allied Insurance is lowering rates for preferred auto classes. Call us, stop in, or visit us online at KrotzerInsurance.com. You may qualify.
Standing together against whatever. Family, friendship, security. The Kratzer Insurance Agency.
You're discoing in your mobile Sunbury Motor studio, aren't you?
No, I'm getting ill thinking of you doing that. White jacket, pointing your index finger to the sky. A little bob and weave. Have you gone out hunting yet?
No, that'll probably be Saturday.
Saturday you're going out hunting?
I believe so, yes.
A public service message of this station and the Ad Council. All right.
Right.
Dave Paulson. Look, I'm just trying to help America here, all right? I mean, you armed and ready. Really?
I told you should have put post-it signs around your house, but you didn't listen.
Brutal. Brutal. You're brutal, man. I mean, really.
Hey, I'm excited
my
now.
My father did.
Go ahead.
About what?
No, I'm excited. The 2014 IndyCar schedule is now official and released with the television coverage. I'm in heaven right now. Doesn't get any better than this.
Ratings plummeting with each sentence. All right, let's go.
Ahead. Tell me. It's story time with Steve.
No, I'm just my father would go hunting up in he had a place with his two brothers up in the Bradford Susquehanna County line in Larraysville, near Warren Center, and he'd go there, and I swear to you he did not fire the weapon ever. I think he just liked being outdoors. You armed does bring up the word dangerous.
I have the cleanest rifle barrel in hunting history because after shooting it in, I never shoot it again until it's time to shoot the sights in again.
I see.
By the way, mark this day on your calendar, all right? Pocono is July 6th, the Pocono 400, the IndyCar 400. So we will be up there the week prior. Somewhere during the week of the 4th, we will make our stop at Pocono. So make sure you have that on your calendar.
I can guarantee you we won't be there on Friday.
Well, I don't know. The schedule may be a little bit different this year. Last year, because of it being the first time at Pocono, Kevin, they opened up Friday for practice, or Thursday for practice. Friday's the 4th, I know.
Yeah, we're not doing the show that day.
Well, maybe you won't. Maybe I'll just do the show then.
Oh, great. All right, fine.
I'll even bring the grill. You can cook up a few hot dogs.
I have no confidence in you hunting to bring any food in, let alone you cooking it.
Just trying to help you, man.
Okay? You're not helping. The mighty hunter going out. This is where I want to get that Elmer Fudd routine out. Oh, I'm going to hunt a rabbit.
Very, very quiet.
See, you know, you would fit right in. Today's show brought to you by Kratzer Insurance, Mount Pleasant Mills, and Northumberland. In fact, before you go out hunting with Kevin, load up at Kratzer Insurance. Homeowners, life. Homeowners, life, auto, business insurance. You know, you're going to go hunting with Kevin? You can't have enough of it. Enough, I'm telling you. Oh. If service and price mean something to you, Kratzer Insurance, Mount Pleasant Mills in Northumberland. Sunbury Motor Studios on the road today in Pittsburgh for the Big Ten ACC Penn State Pit tonight, 7:30 at the Pete, where Pittsburgh is an extremely unimpressive 105-3 in non-conference games at the Peterson Center. I mean, really.
Be very, very quiet. I'm hunting rabbits.
Yes, Steve Jones along with E. Fudd. Ah, C.A.J. Pierzynski signed with the Red Sox. Well, baseball news on a cold winter's day. Tomlin apologizes for inexcusable blunder. Which one?
The entire season, I hope.
Yeah, that was for you. Oh, my goodness. News is next.
This is State Representative Fred Keller. Congratulations, News Radio 1070 WKOK Sunbury.